It's time for Rhema for Today.
I made mention of this fact that let every thought and desire affirm that you've got what you ask. Never permit a mental picture of a failure to be in your mind. Never doubt for one minute that you have the answer. If doubts persist, and they will, Satan will see to it that they will. If doubts persist, rebuke them or resist them and get your mind on the answer. Get your mind on the scriptures that promise you these things. Get your mind on the answer and constantly affirm that the promises of God are true.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you again today for the privilege that we have to come together in the name of Jesus, to lift up our voices in prayer and praise and adoration and thanksgiving, hallelujah, unto thee for thy loving kindnesses and tender mercies which thou hast extended to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your precious, holy, written word, and for the privilege that we have to be doers of the word and not just hearers only, walking in the light of thy word, putting it into practice. For it's then and then only that we become recipients of all that you provided and of all that you promise. Praise your holy name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We started yesterday teaching. We taught along this line when we made those TV tapes, but, you know, we just sort of hit some high spots there. Felt like we should go into a little more further detail along some of this line in talking about seven steps to answered prayer. I made the statement that if one would follow faithfully these seven steps in prayer, you can be sure of an answer. And the answer is yes. Amen. Now, step number one, we'll go over it real hurriedly, was know or decide what you want from God and find the scriptures that definitely promise you those things. You know, you cannot believe beyond actual knowledge, and if the Word of God promises those things, you can have faith for it. And then get those scriptures definitely fixed in your heart, not just in your mind. And the way you get them fixed in your heart is by meditating upon them till they become a part of your inner consciousness. And then be ready to use those scriptures against the devil and demons who will try to make you doubt God and rob you of what you want. Now, due to the fact that you've taken step number one, you're ready for step two. But if you haven't taken step number one, you're not ready for step two, so it won't work for you. And that's what happens with a lot of folks. They try to take step two or three or four, having not taken step number one. But you've taken step number one, now you're ready for step number two. Ask God for the things that you want. And believe that you receive them. Mark 11:24, therefore saying to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now you see, you can believe that because you've taken step number one and found scripture that promised you those things. You see, a lot of time people try to act on Mark 11:24 without taking the first step. And they believe, you know, God's going to give certain things because that's my desire. Well, if those desires are not in line with God's word, he's not going to do it. Remember John 15 chapter and the 7th verse said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's the reason people, get off on silly things, praying, asking God to give them certain things, or trying to make certain confessions that's not in line with the word of God. You have to understand that it has to be in line with God's word. I make mention of the fact that one time I was holding a meeting in East Texas. To be more explicit about it, it was the month of February of 1950. And we, in a church meeting, Saturday is an off day. So the pastor and I were sitting in the parsonage talking one Saturday night, and there's a knock on the door, and he went to the door and let a man in. I recognized the man. I thought maybe he was a member of his church because I saw him there every night in the meeting. But he came there to church. He was a born-again, spirit-filled Christian. But he wasn't a member of his church. So I started to leave to go to my room. And the man, I thought maybe he'd come to talk to the parent. He said, no, just wait. You know, I got a prayer request. I want you, brethren, to pray with me about it. And here was his prayer request. He wants us to believe God, you see. Now he has a wife, but he's fastened his eyes on the wife of another man there in church. He wanted us to pray to God to give him this other man's wife. Well, I left the room, though he used to be talking to him. I told the pastor to handle that. So I turned over to the pastor and left. Now that's far-fetched. That's stupid. But you know a lot of other things are just as stupid for you to try to pray for and believe you're going to receive. Now why? That's out of line with the Word of God. First of all, the Word of God said not to covet the other man's wife. Amen. That's out of line with the Word. You see, we need to examine the Word. Did you notice Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words, plural, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. See, if his words abide in you, then you know what his will is because you know his words. And you're praying in line with his words. Amen. But you see, you're out of line with the Word, then your faith and your prayers are not going to work. So, ask God for the things that you want. Then as you've taken step number one, believe that you receive them. Believe God and not Satan. Believe the truth and not a lie. The Word of God's truth and everything else is a lie. You know, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Then, I made mention of this fact, that let every thought and desire affirm that you've got what you ask. Never permit a mental picture of a failure to be in your mind. Never doubt for one minute that you have the answer. If doubts persist, and they will, Satan will see to it that they will. If doubts persist, rebuke them or resist them and get your mind on the answer. Get your mind on the scriptures that promise you these things. Get your mind on the answer and constantly affirm that the promises of God are true and that prayer has been answered. Now, in connection with that, eradicate every suggestion or image or vision or dream or impression or feeling. In fact, extirpate all thoughts that do not contribute to your faith that you have what you ask. Now, you can entertain all of the others that do contribute to your faith. But whether you realize it or not, right in this area is where many a prayer battle is lost. In this area of suggestion. In this area of image or vision or dream or impression or feeling. See, prayer isn't based on any of them. Prayer is based on the Word of God. See, you hear people say, I've heard them say for years, after a time of prayer, well, I just believe God heard me. I feel like he did. Well, I knew right then they missed it because they based their faith on their feelings. We ought to say, I believe God heard me because his word said he did. Right. Amen. And quote the word, whatever scripture it is you're standing on. Then a lot of times they may have a dream. Now, God has spoken to people through dreams. But now, see, you remember now, hold in mind that you've taken step number one. See, that's the important thing. Hold that in your mind that you've taken step number one. You've found scriptures that promise you the things you're praying for. Well, I don't care what you dream. The Word of God is still true, dream or no dream. Amen. Amen. Or you need to realize this, the devil can give people suggestions. The devil can give people something over here in this image or vision realm as well as God. Are you listening to me? I remember I was holding a meeting one time there in Dallas, Texas. And there was a young man, a young minister of my acquaintance, I heard he was getting married. So he called and he asked me, he said, Brother Hagin, my fiance and I are coming to the morning service. Would you, after the morning service, talk to us? I said, well, sure. Yeah, I'll talk to you. There's something we want to talk to you about, and I believe you could help us. And I said, yeah, I'll take time. I'll talk to you. So they came. Now, he had been holding a meeting there in the city, and his meeting was over, and he's leaving town because he really didn't even live there. His fiancée did live in that city, there in Dallas. So they came. But I don't know what they want to talk about. I know they're engaged to be married. I know the date's already been set for the wedding, but I don't know what they might want to talk about. So I got into my lesson. Here I am teaching on the subject of faith and prayer, along that line, see. And dreams didn't have a thing in the world to do with what I'm teaching. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost will lead you off on something just to help one person. I mean, he sent Philip down to the way of Gaza, you know, just to get one person saved. Philip had just come out, evidently, a citywide meeting up there in Samaria. You know, God's just as interested in the one as he is the many. And so I didn't even know how come me to. But I just got off on people dreaming dreams and had a whole lot to say about that. And I said, don't know what in the world I got off on that about, see. So after a little while, then I got back to my lesson. So I went on teaching, you see. So when it was over, they came up, you know, and I said, well, we'll go back here into the pastor's office and I'll talk to you. And she said, oh, Brother Hagin, it's no use. Now I said, you answered my question already. Oh, I said, did I? Yeah. She said, we're engaged to be married. He was a young evangelist. And she said, I used to go with a fella. In fact, we were engaged at one time. And on back before she had ever even gotten saved. And so she said, I don't know why, but lately I've had a couple of dreams. I dreamed about him and I wondered, you know, well, God trying to speak to him, you know. But she said, you answered that question for me. I said, no, God's not trying to speak to me. After all, said, I woke up while you was talking. Now, you know what I mean when she said she woke up, you know. She's awake all the time, you know what I mean. Woke up spiritually. She said, he's not even saved. God wouldn't want me to marry somebody not even saved. I just forget. You've already answered. I was having these dreams, wondering why I had them. I see the devil's trying to disturb me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up, September the 25th through the 27th, can't believe it's the 25th anniversary of Kindle the Flame Women's Conference.
Man.
Wow. The years have passed way too fast.
Yeah, I know. You and Denise have really been working on that. I mean,
that's right.
That when that week arrives, I just stay out of the way.
You do. You take care of yourself because you know that you're not getting any pampering from me, right?
That's right. But then the same thing happens when the men's conference comes
yes.
up in November, okay?
Yes, yes.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.